meditation and prayer, you'll be dismissed to come up and get the emblems. Just a reminder that the juice is in the top cup, and there's a cup underneath where the bread is. So please take both with you. As I'm up here being able to share thoughts with you, I want to look at the topic the next several times that I have an opportunity to share. The topic of creation is what we'll look at during the community meditations that I have to share with you. And I think it's a very interesting topic to share in at this time, because if we recall, Colossians, the first chapter, verse 16, reminds us that all things were created by Him, that being Jesus Christ. And here at this time of communion meditation, we are a remembrance of Jesus Christ. So I want us to consider some thoughts and then a time of reflection for ourselves. You're probably very familiar with Genesis, the first chapter. But if you have your Bibles, go there in verses 1 through 5. And it states, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening and morning, the first day." When we consider the word light in the Hebrew, it's pronounced or. But it's interesting in the Hebrew language that when you see this word used for light, that it doesn't just simply represent an emanation of some type of visible entity. What it really represents is all the many different facets that come about with light. This word can be translated to mean illumination, or brightness, a reflection of one's countenance, can be a heavenly body like the sun, a time of day, and prosperity. Light can be viewed in a variety of literal or metaphorical senses. You know, it's interesting, though, that when we consider that this word here, translated in the light, and having so many different understandings associated with it, makes complete sense when we consider light and Christ. After all, isn't Christ illuminating in John chapter 1, verse 1? Isn't Christ bright? Recall the story of Moses when he went up to share, and how Moses shone so bright his face that he had to put a covering over it. Does not Christ uplift our countenance? He did, after all, make the sun. Does not time bend to His very will? And does the Lord not grant prosperity, as we see in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45? When we look at all the different things that this word in Hebrew, or, means when it's associated with light, the light that emanates from the very being of God in every way is truly seen. Yet there's one aspect of light that we should consider. After all, David considered it. If you look at David's writing of the Psalms, in chapter 27, in verse 1, he says this about the light. Verse 1, he says in Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" In fact, in his writing of Psalm chapter 36, in verse 9, he says this. He says, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light." When we reflect about the creation of light, and we reflect about the fact that we consider Christ as light, it is hard not to reflect on the fact that light and life equal each other when it comes to Christ. Just take in the mind how plants work. We know that through photosynthesis, plants need light in order to obtain the nutrients that they need from water and carbon dioxide. Light provides life to these plants. The light of God creates and brings forth life. David understood that. But even Paul did as well. Consider these passages of Scripture we find in Romans chapter 5 and Romans chapter 6. In Romans chapter 5, verse 10, it says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." But just imagine what it would sound like if we changed life with light. It would read then, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His light." We see that Christ's light and how His light provides life coexist. Or if you were to go to Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, where it says, "Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in the newness of life." But let's, again, just consider if we replace life with light. Then Romans 6, 4 would read as, "Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of light." In fact, we see that in John's first epistle that he wrote, he correlates being a Christian and light throughout all five chapters. So when we think about creation and we think about the first day and how light was created, it's hard not to consider the fact that as we reflect upon the life of Christ, that we have to consider light. In fact, in John chapter 8, verse 12, it says this, "When Jesus spoke to the people again, He said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" So as we consider and reflect upon the life of Christ and consider that His life is truly the light, how do we apply this to ourselves and examine ourselves at this time? Well, recall what is recorded in Matthew. We go to Matthew chapter 5. In verse 14, he says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Let us pray. Father God, we thank You and we praise You for this day. And as we take time to consider on the first day of creation that light was created, that Lord God, as we reflect upon Your Son and examine ourselves, we see that Christ is the light. And we see that we need to be light, because light equals life. We thank You and we praise You that we can share in this. And we pray that as David understood and as John understood, Lord God, that we understand the importance of being light in its creation of life. We thank You for the opportunity to share together in this time of communion. And it's through Your Son's name we pray. Amen.